To order. Will members please vote to signify their presence.
Roll shows 20 members present this morning, Mr. President.
We have a quorum to do business. Would members please stand for the invocation by Pastor Henry Friedrich of the Faith Lutheran Church.
Our Heavenly Father in Christ, as we begin a new week, we thank you for your care over us. We ask for your guidance and blessing in our sessions. We thank you for the circumstances that led to the acquisition of this land in which we live for the United States and for the blessings of statehood. Give us wisdom, understanding, and love for one another and for the citizens of this great state. Help us to rise above party spirit. Bestow on us your spirit. Where there are differences of position and concern, help us to rise above any self-serving insistence on our own way. Use us in your service and the service of our fellow men, so that what we do and say, the actions we take, the bills we consider, will be done out of this concern, what is for the good of all, what is honorable, honest, just, fair, impartial, what will serve for your glory. We bring our petitions before you in the strong name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Senator Ellis, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Hoffman?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on journal.
Without objection, so ordered. Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journals for the 75th, 76th, and 77th legislative days.
Senator Taylor?
Ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified by the Senate Secretary.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down for guests for introduction. Are there guests? Messages from the governor.
There are no messages from the governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House.
Message dated March 27th. The House has passed and transmitted for consideration House Bill number 467 by the House Rules Committee, an act relating to employees of the legislature who are employed under a personal services contract.
Finance.
House Joint Resolution number 52 by Representatives James, Barnes, Terrio, Osterman, Ogun, Green, Hodgins, Roxburgh, Williams, relating to opposition to the designation of any rivers in Alaska as American Heritage Rivers under the American Heritage River Initiative.
Resources.
Those are all messages from the House this morning.
Communications.
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 264 relating to aid for municipal road maintenance, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute. Signed, do pass, Senator Sharp and Pierce co-chair, Senators Torkelson and Donnelly. Signed, do not pass, Senator Adams. Zero and fiscal unattached. Senate Bill number 264 has no further referral.
Rules.
Those are all standing committee reports this morning.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
There are no Senate resolutions this morning.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 349 by the Rules Committee by request, an act exempting services of certain sport officials at amateur sporting events from coverage under the Alaska Employment Security Act, providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce and Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Brings us down to the consideration of the daily calendar.
CS for Senate Bill number 323, Finance, an act related to sexual offenses to those who commit sexual offenses and to registration of sex offenders and amending Rule 6R2, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure, providing for an effective date before the Senate on reconsideration.
Is there a debate? Senator Pierce.
Thank you. I would move and ask unanimous consent that we move back to second reading for the purposes of considering a specific amendment, that being Amendment F2.
Without objection, we have moved back to second reading.
Mr. President, I would move Amendment F2.
Without objection, Amendment number F2 has been adopted. Senator Pierce.
Thank you. I'm waiting for the board to catch up. That was two.
F2.
That was amendment number one. I'm sorry. Amendment number one. Letter F2 up in the corner. Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that the Senate return to second reading on Senate Bill 323 for the purposes of considering specific amendment number two.
Without objection, so
I would move amendment two.
Without objection, amendment number two has been adopted. We are now back in third reading. Is there a debate? Seeing no debate, question before the body. Shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 323, Finance Amended, pass the Senate on reconsideration. Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any members wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. So by a vote of 20 yeas to 0 nays, committee substitute for Senate Bill 323, Finance Amended, pass the Senate on reconsideration. Senator Taylor?
Move and ask unanimous consent that the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered.
I would also move and ask unanimous consent the vote on passage of the bill be considered the vote on the court rule change.
Without objection, so ordered.
Citations, honoring Kathy Duncan, in memoriam, Ruby Ratcliffe.
Senator Taylor?
I'd move and ask unanimous consent the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Without objection, so ordered. That brings us down to unfinished business. Is there Senator Pierce?
Speak at ease.
Senate will stand at ease. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Adams?
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused, not subject to the call on Friday, April 3rd.
Without objection, Senator Adams, you are excused. Senator Sharp?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd ask to be excused from the call of the Senate on Thursday, the 9th of April, and Tuesday, the 14th of April, until late plain time.
Without objection, Senator, you are excused on those dates. Are there announcements? Senator Taylor?
Yes, I'd announce first that we'd have a caucus off the floor, subject to a recess. And that tomorrow,
immediately after session.
Pardon?
Immediately after.
Immediately after session. Okay. And that there will be a caucus tomorrow afternoon. The one this evening is canceled, and there'll be one tomorrow afternoon starting at 5 o'clock.
And there'll be one off the floor also tomorrow.
I'm sorry. One off the floor after also session. Tomorrow. So you got one off the floor tomorrow, one off the floor as soon as we get recessed out of here or adjourned out of here, and then 5 o'clock tomorrow night. So that's the important one.
Further announcements. Further announcements. Special orders. Senator Taylor.
Move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment to 11 a.m. Tuesday, March 31st.
Without objection, we stand adjourned.